Cindy Chavez is president of the Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors. She and Supervisor Joe Simidian are proposing to extend the eviction moratorium for renters in the county beyond the current one, which expires on May 31st.
In our community, people spend on an average of over one-third of their salaries to pay for rent or mortgages. For some families, that's as high as 50%. With people being unemployed or underemployed or furloughed, they're not going to have all the money that they normally would have had to be able to cover their rent. And we know they have to take care of, medicine and food.
However, even if the supervisors pass the extension on Tuesday, it can't go into effect unless Governor Gavin Newsom also extends his executive order, which expires the same day. Newsom issued an executive order suspending the state law that prohibited local jurisdictions from suspending the evictions of tenants for non-payment of rent during the pandemic. Supervisors Chavez and Simidian wrote a letter to the governor urging him to extend his eviction moratorium. Their proposal would extend the moratorium on evictions in Santa Clara County through the final date of the governor's new executive order, or until August 31st, whichever comes first. Meanwhile, in Marin County, supervisors will be considering a similar proposal on Tuesday. The proposed Marin resolution would prevent residents from being evicted because of a loss of income related to COVID-19 through June 30th. The extended eviction moratorium would apply to all cities, towns, and unincorporated areas in the county. Lily Thomas is with the Marin County Community Development Agency. She says their main goal is to prevent an increase in homelessness during the pandemic.
When renters are not able to work, weren't able to pay to work for several months, that was going to have a significant impact on them. And our overall goal was to prevent homelessness and provide stability so that people would have a place to shelter in place during the shelter in place order, that they'd have a place that they could be.
Thomas says that if the resolution passes, Marin County renters would also have a 90-day grace period to repay back rent after the resolution expires. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Luana Muniz.